This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the message?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receiver of thought.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is your host, Daniel Knowles. Thank you for joining us, being a subscriber, listening to us on iTunes and Facebook and YouTube and all the podcast channels that we're on. And actually, the last we checked, this has been downloaded in 35 countries, so we're glad to have an international listenership. Thank you for joining us. If you have not subscribed while you're listening to this, just hit subscribe, and we would love your online feedback as well. I am recording this particular episode with a guest who's I'm very grateful to have here. She's practices in Italy, but she's in Florida, and I'm in Colorado, so we're getting a multi-state and continent call video at the same time, which is the one and only Krista Burns. She is the Vice President of Membership for the League of Chiropractic Women, and she's very involved with so many chiropractic things, currently on a speaking tour. And as you can see from her shirt, she is involved with running the American Posture Institute. Thank you for joining us, Krista Burns.
Thank you so much for having me, Mr. Knowles. I appreciate it. It's so great to connect with you and your audience. I know the Mile High crew is just fired up about chiropractic, so it's great to be able to share with you guys today.
Well, and I'm glad you're here. Tell me a little bit about your tour. Where are you going? You're in the U.S. now. You're in Florida, but you're going places. Tell us about that real quick.
Yeah, so we're doing a five-week speaking tour in the U.S. right now. We were at Cleveland Homecoming a couple weeks ago. Just finished up Life Vision in Atlanta, taking a couple days to relax in Miami, then headed up to Epoch tomorrow in Michigan, and then LCW event, the retreat in Scottsdale, Arizona, and then up to Cairo Fest to Seattle, then back to Italy to get back with my patients.
Well, that's a lot. And you're in Italy there?
In Parma, Italy.
Excellent. And I just found out in discussion that you are friends with the person I gave my first adjustment to, Robert Pisano. So a shout out to Dr. Robert Pisano. Love and appreciate him every time I get to see him.
Yeah, shout out to Dr. Pisano. He has done amazing things for chiropractic in Italy for years now. It's amazing the impact he has. Everybody on the island of Sardinia literally knows who this man is. Yeah. He's brilliant. He's really tremendously impacted chiropractic in Italy. So shout out to Dr. Pisano.
Yes. So now let's start out with, first of all, Mile High every year, the League of Chiropractic Women, we always have you there. You always have a table. We always make sure that you're well represented. We always have an LCW lunch, which just goes really well. And I will mention before we go further, because I forgot to say this initially, the next Mile High event is 2017, August 17th to 20th. So if people haven't registered yet, do that. Mark your calendar with Permanent Ink. And you do that www.milehighchiro.org. Tell us a little bit about your history and involvement with the LCW and what you want to see happen with the LCW and their mission.
Yeah, thank you so much for asking that question. And thank you again for your support for the League of Chiropractic Women. We really appreciate it. I got involved with the LCW because Sharon Gorman came over and did a breakfast at Cairo Europe that I was attending. And I was so inspired by the mission and the values and the beliefs of the League of Chiropractic Women. And I also felt a little bit of a seclusion factor practicing in Italy. There's just not that many chiropractors in the country overall, let alone women to connect with. And so I was so inspired by what Dr. Sharon Gorman had to share at Cairo Europe. I decided to start a chapter in Europe for the LCW. And that was my introduction to the organization. And then from there, I got really involved. I did the Speakers Bureau. I've attended all of the live events. And now I'm the Vice President of Membership on the LCW board. But I'll tell you what, it started from a local chapter. So anybody who's ever interested in starting a local chapter, it's a really great way to stay connected with more like-minded women in chiropractic in your community. From my personal experience, I really cannot recommend it enough.
Yeah. In the Colorado local chapter, Elise Rigney runs, and she loves doing that. And they it's really good to see them get together, and they all come in mass to Mile High event too. So.
Yeah, and we're just so appreciative of all of the seminars who support our presence, especially Mile High. And also a shout out to Dr. Elise Rigney.
You know Elise?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
She's amazing.
So now, what are you doing with your role involved, Vice President of Membership? Tell me about what you do with that.
Yeah, so basically my role is to help promote membership. So again, we're appreciative for the seminars who welcome us. And then also overseeing chapters throughout the world. We're expanding at a global rate at this point. So just managing all of that and helping promote membership to more women throughout the world.
Cool. And so before we go further talking about some other things in chiropractic, let's cover this. If people want to become an LCW member and they're listening to this, how would they do that? Where would they go? Are there any particular membership benefits that you want to mention?
Yeah, well, first of all, with membership benefits, and thank you for providing me this platform to provide this information to the women listening. Some of the membership benefits are obviously connecting with like-minded women in chiropractic. We have live events. We have live events in conjunction with seminars like Mile High. We have bi-monthly webinars to listen and tap into the minds of some of the most professional and famous speakers in chiropractic that are women. In addition to that, you can distribute our website if you guys want to check it out for more information.
Excellent, excellent. Now, your favorite quote you showed me was personal victories precede public victories. Tell me about that. Why do you like that one?
You know, have you ever read the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey?
Yeah.
That book is... Sorry, I just cut out for me for a second. Are you still there?
I'm here. I can hear you.
Okay, so sorry about that.
You broke up for a minute, but it's okay. I can edit it. So just say, have you ever read the book?
Okay. So have you ever read the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People?
I did, but it's been a few years.
Okay, so that's my all-time favorite book. And throughout that book, Dr. Stephen Covey mentions this quote, that personal victories precede public victories. And it's so relevant to everything we do in our lives practice, meaning that if you want your practice to grow, if you want to have a public victory with chiropractic, you've got to work on yourself first. So if you can't communicate chiropractic, how can you have a public victory of getting more people into your clinic? How can you have that public impact in your community if you're not certain on your chiropractic skills first? So anytime you want to grow your practice, always master yourself first and focus on your business, because they go hand in hand and personal victories precede public victories.
Very good. And you're probably living a lot of that.
Yes.
So now, American Posture Institute, I've heard of it. I've seen pictures. I know nothing about it. And probably some of our listeners do know something and probably some do not. So, and there's definitely a relationship between posture and neurology. Tell me about the American Posture Institute to start out, so start the conversation.
Wonderful. So the American Posture Institute, what we are is we're an online postgraduate postural education program. So all the education is done online. And what our goal with the American Posture Institute is to provide high value to all of our followers and help them position themselves as the go-to experts in their community. So what we've learned from practice is that when you specialize, then you you can position yourself in the community with authority marketing, with expert marketing. And so we teach all of our followers and all of our students how to position themselves as go-to experts. Now, in addition to that, we have a new course coming up called Postural Neurology, where we dig really deep into the neurology, explaining all the neurology that controls posture and upright design and how we interact within our environment with proper posture to allow us to have better brain function and neurologic outputs.
Wow, that's very interesting. And I totally agree with you. That's the thing, that when chiropractors do this, when they start to differentiate themselves, I tend to use this term, and I don't want to insult anybody by any means, by a chiropractic generalist or a chiropractic specialist. When they start to differentiate themselves as some kind of specialist, say for an example, a classical one's an upper cervical specialist, that they can differentiate themselves in some way, they can really be seen as an expert. So that's a great thing that you're doing with that. It helps a lot of people, I'm sure, make more impact in their communities. What kind of things do you see happen in practice that start to position themselves that way?
Well, what we're seeing, one through our own personal experience leading us to this point, and then with all the docs that we're mentoring out there, is that they're seeing a lot of huge growth within their practices. And in addition to that, they're getting, it's a very safe, open door to go to corporate businesses and to go into schools. So for example, if you call a school and say, hey, I'm a chiropractor, I want to go talk about chiropractic, there's a little bit more of a cushion that you need to get through in order to have the opportunity of speaking at the school. However, if you present yourself as a posture expert doing a public health service for postural hygiene classes for the students, it's very much an open door approach. And so it's a really good way of utilizing the communication with posture to open those doors of getting into schools, getting into corporate businesses, and being able to expand more information about chiropractic and posture to your community.
Great. So what are some things that people can do to improve that communication, posture and chiropractic, to create links?
Great question. And what the statistics are showing us is that 85% of people don't understand their doctors. And that's not just chiropractors, it's all healthcare professionals. When I saw those statistics, I was absolutely shocked. And then another statistic shows that 49% of patients who leave a doctor's office don't know what to do next. Recognize the fact that we have a massive opportunity to increase our communication to our patients. And if patients are saying no on a report of findings, it might not be because they didn't want chiropractic care. It might just be because they didn't understand what to do next. So what we like to teach our doctors at the American Posture Institute is how to communicate the posture health connection so that patients can not only, you're not just speaking with them about posture, but we give them cues that they can show to help the patient see posture as well as feel posture. So for example, we do posture imaging where we print out the image for the report of findings. So by looking at the image, the patient can actually see what you're saying on their own body. At this point, I don't even have to give them a report of findings. I tell them what proper posture should look like and how that connects to their neurology and the function of their body. I show them their picture and I say, what do you see? You tell me what you see here. Mm-hmm. Do you see proper posture? Mm-hmm. And then at that point, they're giving themselves a report of findings. And when the patient can actually communicate what you do or communicate that they have a problem, at that point, you can support their belief system and provide them with a solution, which is to do care in your office. Right. So that communication factor is going to help so many people make that conversion on the report of findings. Because again, I think so many people want chiropractic care. They just didn't understand what to do next. That's what the statistics tell us anyway.
Or even understand why to do whatever to do next also. And my friend Liam Schubel always says that communication is the thing that separates people that do not do well practice from those that excel. So it's a very important strength to improve. So what actually is postural neurology? That's not two terms. I have a sense of that relationship and communicate that relationship to patients all the time, but that's not two words you hear together too often. So tell me what postural neurology is.
Yeah. So the purpose of postural neurology is to prevent flexor dominant posture. So we recognize that so many of our habits in daily life about flexion. So just by sitting at my computer, if I'm not conscious of my posture, I easily go into a slumped posture. You see kids all the time, you know, running around chasing Pokemons, looking down at their cell phone. We see tech neck, which is now developing into digital dementia. So we see these things that are so flexor dominant, and it's affecting our child's ability to develop properly. It's affecting our, you know, our moms and dads and their ability to produce work while sitting at their desks. And all of these flexor dominant positions need to be overcome with extension. And so we produced a course which has all of these brain-based techniques in addition to chiropractic adjustments to help the patients hold their adjustments longer inside and outside of the office with rehabilitation techniques to stimulate proper posture by utilizing the brain, because we all know that the brain's the master controller system of the body that controls our design as human beings.
Absolutely. And then what? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. It was good. It was right in between questions.
Yeah.
It's my daughter's friend coming to get picked up from school so they can go off to school together. So, we're good. Are we good, Annika? You got everything? And the dog loves when there's visitors. Do you need anything, Annika, or you got everything? Okay, love you.
Love you too.
Okay. All right.
Good timing with the dog bark.
Yeah. So, we'll start again. So now, talking about brain-based techniques in chiropractic, what would those be? What do you mean by brain-based techniques? Give me one or two examples, and how can they use that in conjunction with what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, for example, the eyes, the visual system, and the vestibular system, which controls balance. So our eyes are how we orient ourselves within our surroundings. If we have dysfunction of the visual system, it's automatically going to affect our posture. I mean, think about when you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't see because the lights are out. You know where you are in your room, technically, but because you can't see, you change your posture because you can't quite see where you're going. So when there's any sort of defect within the visual system, it can dramatically affect specifically your head posture because they're directly connected. So there's some visual drills that you can do with your patients, again, inside and outside of the office if you want to save time, that are going to help them hold their neck adjustments longer, because these are going to be the patients that they look better and they feel better after an adjustment, but maybe they come back in and say, "Doc, you know, I felt great for 24 hours, but then it came back," and they still have that head tilt that they had a couple of days. So by understanding the direct connection between the visual system and the cervical spine, for example, we can help them hold the adjustment longer. And same thing with the vestibular system, which controls extension and it controls balance. So by working some balance training in with your, you know, the adjustments that you're doing, it can help them have more extension instead of going into this flexor dominant position, which is inevitable if they're not proactive to prevent it.
Got it. Wow, that's all new information to me. I'm sure it's new information to lots of chiropractors. So then what would be a brain-based approach? Is it that or certain chiropractic methodologies?
Yeah, that's a great question, and thanks for letting me clarify. We don't teach an exact technique of how to apply chiropractic, because you guys are all masters in how you do your techniques, and we recognize that all techniques work. In addition to the adjustment, we provide other rehabilitation strategies that are all brain-based, again, for the patient, that they can do inside or outside of the office to work the visual system, to work the vestibular system, to do some extension exercises that are going to help promote better function of the body.
All right. Now then, how does this connect to a term that we hear a lot, or we're hearing more and more, gratefully, and I think CLA and David Fletcher really work on bringing this out more too, which is neuroplasticity.
Brilliant. So neuroplasticity is a big subject, but let's break it down in about a minute or less.
Okay.
So neuroplasticity happens in the sensory cortex and the motor cortex. Now, when the patient has an injury, they stop utilizing a part of their body, which is represented in our cortical maps. So if I have an ankle injury and wear a cast, I stop moving it, the map starts blurring together of where my ankle is in space, proprioception. And so recognize that the same thing happens when a patient has low back pain, for example. They haven't been moving those joints in a while. So our job then as chiropractors is to step in and do an adjustment to increase the proprioception to the brain to create neuroplasticity. In addition to that, we want them doing extension exercises because they haven't been activating their paraspinal musculature properly to stabilize. So then we don't want them to go into flexion, which was making them sick if they're on their cell phones. So I want to help retrain those posture positioning. And we can do that by actually making neuroplastic changes in the brain if we're really specific about how we do it. So big concept, but that's the basic of it.
And so if people want to implement some of this in their office, how do they go about doing that?
Well, the best part about it is that you don't need a bunch of new equipment to do it. I think with neurology, sometimes we think limiting factors of you have to have the most expensive equipment, have to spend a ton of time with your patients. That's not really the case. You can just start checking their eyes, start checking visual of gaze. You can check their ability to do one leg balance. Do they fall over? Can they hold themselves up? Check Romberg's, and then start implementing some exercises from there.
Okay. Wow. So, and is there any particular approaches this tends to work better with or not?
You know, honestly, it's going to work for the patient 100% of the time.
Okay.
Because it's neurology. It's science. And everything's based upon pre and post checks. So again, the adjustment is the most powerful neurologic stimulus that you can do. So that's brilliant. And we're doing that. We're owning that as chiropractors. In addition to that, we can add additional modalities, not even modalities, but exercises that are all that the patient does themselves to hold the adjustment longer outside of the office.
Got it. And what are some ways, people can learn more, or what resources they can start looking at, reading, watching to understand that more?
Yeah. Well, at the American Posture Institute, you can follow us on Facebook. We're always putting out blogs and videos to educate all healthcare practitioners. But in addition to that, I did want to offer a free gift, which is 20 research studies for brain-based practitioners. And what I did is, I know not everybody has time to go through all the research. I just happen to like it. So I put together a summary of top 20 research studies showing posture, the relation between posture and neurology. So you guys can actually get that for free. It's AmericanPostureInstitute.com/neuroresearch. And I think we can put that maybe in the show notes. So you can grab all of that, that research study.
If you're driving, don't handwrite that. Cause any accidents. Okay. Don't look down while you're driving. Flexion. Just be forward because flexion will get road rage. Just, it will be in the blog notes. So we'll have that.
but we'll and if you're And if you're like me, you listen to podcasts while you're running. So don't even worry about stopping your workout. You can get them by going to the website.
There you go. So now, that being a specialist, what are some key things that people can do to help position themselves as an expert? Are there communication things or are there tools that are utilized?
Yeah, I highly recommend that everybody defines their unique expert position. And their unique expert position is what they do better than anybody else in their community at their expertise. So we chiropractic is our how, but what can we do within chiropractic that makes us more specialized with how we deliver our adjustments? And so defining that first, your unique expert position within the marketplace is going to be the first step. And then utilizing social media, we've never had this opportunity in history to showcase our talents via social media. We can choose a direct audience with Facebook marketing, for example. We can literally provide them positive messages about chiropractic. We can provide them blog information so that you've built an audience before they ever come into your office. They're pre-educated new patients. So the ability to utilize social media and position yourself as an expert is unlike any opportunity we've ever had in the past, and we can really take advantage of that. And I always say to students, if you're still a student right now, or if you're an associate working for another doc, don't wait to build your following on social media. Build your following now. Have your own Facebook page, you know, Dr. Krista Burns Facebook page. Build that now so that when you do go start your own practice, you can already be promoting your blog post, for example, to Phoenix. You know you're going to be moving to Phoenix, Arizona. So that when you show up to that place, you already have a following. They're ready and waiting for you to open your doors and start providing chiropractic care to your community. So you can build that following now so that when you're ready to open your own practice, you're good to go.
And that's brilliant and so important because so many people do not act like a DC now. They act like a DC once they have their degree. And they not just in promotions and marketing, but all kinds of areas. And you want to start having those success habits and thought process of like, I'm already a chiropractor when you're in first quarter, if not sooner. So you start developing those later. Now, tell me with that, what are some success keys for practice that you've seen? Because you guys have done great in Italy. And so people practice all around the world need ways to better reach more people and impact more lives. All of us have a mission of impacting as many lives as we can. So what are some success chiropractic keys that you like to share?
Yeah, so going back again to that unique expert position, is the reason that we decided to specialize in practice was because our first year in practice, I'm the first person to admit that I was failing. It was really difficult. And I was on what's called the treadmill effect, where you're running, you're sprinting, like you're willing to work hard and put the sweat equity in, but at the end of the day, you're in the same place you started. You know, you're getting a new patient in, but you lose one out the back door. It was the treadmill effect, and it was really difficult in that first year. And what I learned looking back is that I was too diversified. So I would do one advertisement about, you know, geriatrics and chiropractic, and then I would go speak to a school about pediatric chiropractic, and I had no clear message of exactly the target patient that I wanted to get in my office, and people didn't know how to refer to me. They wanted to, but they didn't know exactly when to refer to me. And so what I did is I defined my unique expert position and raised my knowledge to expert level of postural correction. And then it was really clear what services I provided, exactly who should come in, exactly what result they would get. And because I raised my knowledge, then I was very certain in my ability to provide that. So my biggest advice for anybody listening is to define your unique expert position first and then start really owning that. You know exactly where to focus all of your attention for marketing, where to focus all of your attention in your office, and you can delegate out the rest of the tasks. And then also where to focus your attention for more skill development. Because doctor means teacher. You know, we need to be teaching our communities, and we need to stay lifelong students so that we can continue to develop our expertise throughout practice.
And that's another good point is, I would imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, that if you start elevating yourself to expert level in a particular niche within chiropractic, and people perceive you or differentiate as a specialist, that you probably can charge more.
Yeah, absolutely. And in addition to that, the research shows that from 1999 up through 2009, that referrals to a specialist doubled, meaning that people want that specialized care. They want to know exactly what they're getting. And I don't blame them. You know, if my dad was to have heart surgery tomorrow, I hope that's not the case, I would want to send him to the best heart surgeon in town. Right. I wouldn't send him to a heart surgeon who did a little bit of heart surgery, did a little bit of meditation, did a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know, you want to send your family to the go-to person in your community. So if we can understand that, because it makes sense, you know, from our own perspective, from our own referrals, recognize that and how you can develop that for yourself within your community and position yourself as the go-to expert.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, well, I'm really excited about all you're doing in chiropractic. I'm excited about your US tour that's going on right now.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
and actually really helping chiropractors, number one, helping chiropractors upstep the level of service and care they provide. That's thrilling because people need to do that and increasing their education and communication. And then the second thing that you're, you know, involved with the LCW, I strongly value, and I say this all the time, that people do something beyond the four walls of your office. Like, you're not required to do that, but if you, having the vision of that helps us all move the puck forward for the profession, and you're not just thinking about you. And when you tend to not think about you, but think about others in the profession and service and how we all can have more impact together, you actually tend to grow just by doing that.
It's so true. And, you know, when you show up to events like Mile High, you meet people that you're supposed to meet. You know, you hear from a speaker that you're supposed to hear from. I don't know if you've ever been in a seminar and you feel like the speaker, even though there's 100 people around you, you feel like they're speaking directly to you.
Right.
And just by showing up and up-leveling yourself and surrounding yourself by on-fire chiropractors, there's nothing else like it. And then, of course, when you get to that point, then giving back to the profession to help mentor students and docs behind you as well.
Absolutely. And I also find that there's something else, and you're doing all these events you're going to now, you probably have this experience, I mean, that you get a lot out of an event more than the speakers. It's the conversations that you have in the hallways.
Yeah.
People, those relationships and connections are actually so much added value that you don't get when you get like a recording of an event, you know?
Absolutely. Yep. Showing up live is always, it's always the way to go. You know, we got to keep ourselves motivated, because when we stay motivated, then we provide the best service possible to our patients. And at the end of the day, that's why we all became chiropractors. So get out there and change some lives. Stay motivated.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for all you're doing for chiropractic. Once again, the top 20 research studies every brain-based practitioner needs to know. That I just want to get that, so I'm going to go there after this. The link is AmericanPostureInstitute.com/neuroresearch, but we'll have that in the blog notes, as well as how to connect with you further. So we'll have that in there so everybody can learn more. And we'll also have information, how do you become a member of the League of Chiropractic Women. We'll have that in there as well so people can do that. And thank you for all you're doing for both the LCW, the American Posture Institute, and chiropractic and chiropractors in general. Very much appreciated.
Hey, it's an honor. Thanks again for providing this amazing platform to connect with so many chiropractors. I appreciate you having me on, and you know, I really appreciate what you're doing with Mile High.
Well, we all have to work together, and my new motto this year is we accomplish more together. And so if we're going to move the chiropractic profession forward, we have to have a team effort. So
yes.
Yeah. So thank you again for tuning in to the Mile High Podcast. Remember, hit subscribe on iTunes. Leave feedback if you enjoyed these episodes, por favor. And www.milehighchiro.org is where you can get more information about the annual Mile High event. August 17th to 20th, 2017 is our next one. And we look forward to seeing you there. Thank you, Dr. Krista Burns, and enjoy the rest of your travels.
Thank you.
Next time you're in Italy, say hello to Robert Pisano for me.
I will, absolutely. I'll let him know that we had a little talk about him today.
Okay, good. Over and out, everybody. Thank you for being part of Mile High.
Like our page on Facebook, www.facebook.com/milehighchiro.